And so I guess really in putting bookends on what I just said, you got to step into a math model in order to become wealthy, you know, and that's basically what AMBIT is. And if you're not in a math model, then, you know, you're going to continue. It's the old saying, if you do what you've always done, you'll get what you've always gotten. I have a saying, when mathematics meets duplication in perfect harmony, that's where great wealth is spawned. And what I mean by that is you can have a great compensation plan, but until you breathe life into that compensation plan through the duplicable process of introducing and sharing the story with the right people, then that math does not come alive. It's just a website. It's just a sheet of paper. It's just some kind of brochure. But what you always have to be on the hunt for, and when you're working this business, once again, not about gathering a bunch of customers or a bunch of consultants, when you put your team together, you want to be looking for some specific people and some people that have preferably what I call five personality characteristic traits. Now, not everybody's going to have all five of these personality characteristic traits. Some are going to have more than others. But number one, first and foremost, what I look for is somebody who's money motivated. And what I mean by that is that they already have a chip in their computer where they want to make money. They want a higher level of financial security and success in their life. The second thing I look for is that they have a burning desire to succeed. It's an internal fire that they have is just something that they're born with or that they have that pushes them to want to accomplish and be successful as an individual. And the third thing is that they have personal goals. They have things that they want to accomplish, both materialistic things that they might want to buy or might want to purchase or, which should ultimately where we all end up in philanthropic goals, where they might want to work with their church or their synagogue or their mosque or work within their community of some type of giving back or some type of community service. And the fourth thing that I look for is somebody who has a strong, powerful center of influence. Coaches, football coaches, school administrators, politicians, ex-sheriffs, fire chiefs, lawyers, doctors, people that are in ex-chamber of commerce presidents, city council people, school principals, pastors of churches. These are all people who have positive centers of influence within the community who can open up many, many doors for you. And it's kind of like fishing with dynamite. You can fish with a worm or you can fish with dynamite. And this is a business that's all about networking the warm market. And finally, number five, what I look for is what I call the glow. And we've all seen people that have the glow. They just have this outgoing, expressive personality. They're good communicators. They laugh a lot. They love people. They just have this ambiance about them. And if you can find money-motivated, goal-directed, burning desire to succeed, strong personal center of influence, and the glow, boy, you've got what I call a triple-A, five-star, class A prospect. Now, not everybody's going to have all those attributes, but that's what you're looking for, ultimately, when you go out and prospect. And what happens is when you find people, you can ask them a simple question when you talk to people individually to kind of pre-qualify people up front, because we don't prejudge people in our business, but I do believe that it's important to kind of pre-qualify them to a certain extent. What I mean by that is you wouldn't go in to buy a car and not, you know, have the salesperson, if they were doing their job, ask you, you know, you want a four-door, two-door, automatic, power steering, brakes, and air, you know, what color do you want? Have you ever financed a car before? What type of down payment do you have? What's your car credit like? I mean, they're going to be asking those questions to better serve you as a customer. So it's kind of the same with our business in the fact that what I always ask, and over the last 25 years I've used these approach questions, I have three approach questions that I use to kind of pre-qualify people to get the response that's in their subconscious mind that I kind of know in the beginning that I'm going to be dealing with somebody that has what is, to me, the most important of the five that I just mentioned, which is money motivated. And I ask them a simple question. Hey, do you consider yourself a money motivated person? You know, and then if they say yes, and they come back and they're positive in their response, and I can see it in their body language, their voice inflection, and their eyes, and, you know, learn to watch people when you ask them, hey, do you consider yourself a money motivated person? And then if they come back positively, I say, and they say yes, then I say, have you ever thought of alternative ways of making money? You know, and if they say yes to that, then I do an if I could, would you? Well, if I could show you a way that you could earn a little extra money, maybe $2,000 to $3,000 a month working part time with me in the energy business, would that be pretty exciting? Yes or no? Yes. Okay, well, if that's the case, then what I'd like to do, I don't have a lot of time right now. I'd tap on my watch a little bit. I'd say, do you do text messaging? Yeah, okay, well, look, here's what I'd like to do. Let me text you my website, my personal information. Let's exchange information. I just happen to have a Success From Home magazine here with me. Inside is a DVD and a CD. The silver side is of course, a CD. The gold side is a DVD. And, of course, you can read it cover to cover. It'll tell you all different types of people from walks of life that have had tremendous success. By the way, all these people here in this magazine, as you open up the centerfold, that have yellow jackets on, have made over $1 million with our company. These guys with the purple jackets have made over $5 million. And once again, I'm looking for people that will join my team and that I can work with that are like-minded, that are money motivated. Are you money motivated? Yes. Okay. Well, let me do this. Let's follow up here within the next 24, 48 hours. We'll get back together and spend some quality time, because I have somebody, and that would be where you might point to a leader that you know or that you're working with in the Success From Home magazine. You could point to me, for God's sakes, and say, I know Lane on a personal basis, or I work with him, and we're working today together, and that's fine. And then in doing so, follow up with those individuals. And when you follow up with the individual, if they are truly money motivated, then I've learned over the years that they will take the action steps to do what it is that you ask them to do. They'll watch the video. They'll go to your website. They'll get on a three-way call with your upline. They'll show up at Starbucks and give you some time to visit with them and go over the story with the company. And so really it's about us telling the story, pre-qualifying people and not prejudging people, where we're not herding chickens all the time, and then finding like-minded people. You know, you're the casting director in a feature motion picture called Success. You know, you're the HR director of your own corporation. You get to pick the people that you want to do business with, and you get to pick your Super Bowl team. So, you know, yes, we're a lot of times we get in a hurry and we want to rush and we want to try to do things very fast, but you know, the reality of the situation is that this is a business where it's the progressive realization of your worthwhile predetermined goals. It means that it's going to take time. True success will take time to unfold, and if you'll work smart instead of working not necessarily all the time fast, you're going to find that at the end of the road that you're going to have a lot more success, a lot less challenges, and you will find that the quality of people that you bring into your business will pay dividends both in friendship and also in the success that they leverage into your organization as a whole. So.